Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on the 8th day of August. This is the Gunsmith Show. We're on 103.1 The Ticket, and I'm John.
I'm Jake.
In the second segment of the show, we're going to talk today about, some pretty cool stuff, the 8.6 blackout. But first, we want you to know that this segment of the show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Now, Tri-County Roofing is an excellent company, been around since 1971. They specialize in low and flat pitch roofs. So what does that mean? That means they're doggone experts at roofing, because those are the roofs that leak the worst. And that's what they do. They fix them, they repair them, they replace them, and they're very, very good at it. Tim and his crew are outstanding. They're licensed and insured, and they're just darn good people that you can trust. I've been using them for about 16 years. My father-in-law, who's now 84 years old, has been using them since the early 70s, in and around commercial buildings in Flushing. And it's the same family, same people. You know what I mean? So it's yep. Just a good, good thing. Now, what can I tell you about them? You can reach them at 810-732-7740, or you can go to their website, which is tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. Now, you can link to them on the website, too, which is our website, thegss.com. It makes it very simple for you. And thank them for sponsoring the show. They're good Second Amendment folks, and glad to have them on board. So this segment, we're going to delve into that new 8.6 blackout.
Well, I figured since it was the 8th of August, about 8, and I thought 8mm Mauser,
nah.
It's old. It's not saying it's boring, but it's been done before. 8mm Remington Magnum, it's just a 375 necked down.
But
what else is there? You know, so I thought, why not?
This is pretty unique.
8.6 blackout. It's a newer cartridge. If you haven't heard of it.
It's just a cool story all the way around, I think.
Well, yeah. And if you haven't heard of it, it's because it is newer. It was introduced in 2022 at SHOT Show. This is kind of one of those COVID babies, right?
Yeah.
They had 2 years of development into it because you could spend 2 years developing a cartridge during COVID. So
with a mask on.
With a mask on.
Because Fauci told us to.
Yeah.
Then he claimed
I'm sure that wasn't really the case in the gun shops. So what this is, again, 2022 it came out. The team that developed it was led by a guy named Kevin Brittingham. They took the 6.5 Creedmoor, very popular round, shortened it, then necked it up to fit a .338 caliber bullet, which is 8.6mm.
Right.
So the goal is to create a round more effective than a 300 blackout, but a little more powerful enough to be used on maybe larger game at larger distances.
Or more lethality at close ranges with
or a bigger smacking power close range. Yeah, absolutely. So
I've been watching the videos. This thing's amazing.
Well, a short barreled 8.6 blackout actually delivers more energy on target than a your full 20-inch barreled 308s.
Wow.
Just it's designed to specifically be
reckless.
Yeah.
A wrecker.
In the development of this, somehow, some of the notes I saw, they've used it against Cape Buffalo in Africa,
yeah,
zebra, and other tough African mammals.
Wow.
So you figure in a lot of those countries, 375s take multiple shots to take on some of these bigger, like Cape Buffalo,
yeah,
or larger, and they're using 8.6 blackout.
I'm excited about this cartridge in a bold action. I am geeked about. I just can't wait. But
yeah, it's going to be
really, really cool thing.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yep.
So lots of interesting things. One of the cool things is, most of the time when you talk about twist rates of rounds, the twist rate, how many rounds does that bullet spin
in the barrel? How many times does it spin in the barrel? Right? Yeah.
AR-15 is about 1 in 7, 1 in 9.
Yep.
450 Bushmasters are what? 1 in 24.
24.
Okay. So for every 24 inches, the bullet rotates one time, spins.
Yep.
AR-15s typically 1 in 7, 1 in 9. So every 7 inches, every 9 inches, it rotates once. The 8.6 blackout, because of the size of it,
yeah,
it's a 1 in 3 twist. So it's a very fast spinning bullet.
This thing must whine when it flies through the road, like one of those old German airplanes flying down at you.
Yeah,
blitzkrieg.
Yeah. So
I imagine if it's flying by you, you're going to hear that sucker whining.
I said one of the keys to the impactfulness of this cartridge is the spinning.
Yeah.
They use the term blender effect when talking about the wound channel on animals.
Oh my God.
Or on, you know, or ballistic gelatin.
Yeah.
So now it is, you know, kind of a 300 yard or less cartridge.
Right.
Which
most of our shooting is done in that, you know.
Yeah, especially with subsonic ammo. And yeah, it's really where a round like this is really going to be a huge benefit is subsonic.
Right.
That's one of the powerful features of it. It's very lethal suppressed because of the size of the grains of the bullet, the weights of the bullets, yeah, right?
Tremendous.
So
are you going to go over the spans, the different weight spans
where you're at? Yeah, you can do everything from a 210 grain bullet.
Yeah.
Up to a 350 grain bullet.
Yeah, that's a
350
monster.
Grain bullet
out of this little tiny cartridge. The shell's only 1.6 inches long, so it's like it's shorter than a 450 Bushmaster shell.
Yeah.
So but it's awesome. I mean,
now these are big bullets though. Okay.
Big bullets.
So
the bullet is with the shell. It's twice that length. You know, almost twice that length.
Yes. Yeah, so
with a bullet and a shell. You know.
And one of the keys is, let's say 300 Blackout, 6.5 Grendel, 223s. Those are designed to fire out of an AR-15 size rifle.
Right.
This is designed to fire out of an AR-10.
Yeah.
So again, a 6.5 Creedmoor or 308 size.
Yeah, bolt action rifle.
Bolt action, yeah. Or AR-15.
Yeah.
That size of a bolt.
Right.
Not as big as a 30-06. Not as little as like I call like a micro bolt.
Right.
This is your 308 size bolt, whether it be an AR-15, a bolt action rifle, or an AR-10, I'm sorry, or a bolt action rifle.
Yeah.
That's what this is designed for.
It is designed to be suppressed. You know, that's what it's built around, is a good suppressed round. And that excites me. That just, I like how quiet these things are. And I've watched the videos of this one firing, that big bullet and the amount of damage it does, where it goes all the way through 16 inches of ballistics gelatin,
yep,
and just keeps tearing things up after that. It's amazing. And that whole ballistics gelatin, it looks like an old race car when it takes off, where that twists up in the air, the hood comes up, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a horse whinnying, you know, and rearing back on its hind legs. The power that this rifle exhibits is just amazing. I'm excited about it.
So there's a brand of ammo called Gorilla Ammunition. They make
that
around
tell you something.
If this doesn't tell you what the goal is here, it's called the Pork Shredder 342 grain expanding subsonic hunting rounds.
Wow.
Designed to shred and punish.
This sounds ridiculous.
Fully, I mean, that's big, right? That's, yeah, that's a large cartridge out of
a large bullet.
A large bullet out of this size of a cartridge.
Yeah.
For a rifle of this size,
yeah,
too.
You think it's out of a 404 Chi-Tac or,
yeah,
something.
This is, yeah, very large. Yeah. So, you know, Fort Scott Munitions makes 235 grain ammo. It's definitely louder because it's, you know, it's not a subsonic run. It's a, yeah, large caliber.
Yep. Yeah.
285 grain ammo is also a popular one. It's still a little bit less recoil, quieter in terms of, you know, how much noticeable different is it on your ears? Well, you're still going to wear hearing protection, as always,
certainly, yeah,
when you're shooting.
And eye protection.
You know, absolutely.
Be safe, be responsible.
Yep. Yep. So it's entirely designed for that. So that's the biggest thing about it. So we like the 8.6 Blackout. It's a very popular round, and I think it has a great future potential in all of the, you know, the hunting aspects here in Michigan for everything we have to do.
Right. Now, what excites me is because the 8.6 Blackout is a 308, a 308 6.5.
Yeah, that size of a, yeah.
Any 308 bolt action rifle you have,
yeah,
can be rebarreled to an 8.6.
Correct.
So you can have like a 700 Remington and have it rebarreled, or a Savage, have it rebarreled to an 8.6, and be a 1.1 and 3 twist or 1 and 4 twist threaded.
Even those American rifles, or your, yeah, Glenfield Model A's, the cheap ones.
Yeah.
Those new Stevens 334 bolt actions.
Yeah.
That's really one of the least expensive ways to get into an economy bolt action, and you swap out the barrel and you have a whole new rifle.
Right. And then the thought of, okay, now what length of barrel is going to work for this gun? With that many twists, I can't imagine you'd want more than a, never more than a 16 and a half inch barrel, I wouldn't think.
It's probably, there's no need for it.
I wouldn't think
so. You're not talking, you don't need a 20 inch, 24 inch barrel to get long range precision out of this.
Right. It's probably designed to work 8 to 12 inches.
Yeah, and if you've got a 16-inch threaded barrel or 16.5-inch threaded barrel, you've got a great opportunity here for a really, I'll say like I said, a pig shredder, a pork shredder, yeah, whatever that title was, God, the pork shredder.
What a pig gun it would be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just exciting.
Even bears, right?
And as much emphasis we put into the 450 over the years and how much fun we've had with it, hunting with it and shooting it and seeing how accurate the gun actually is, and that 1 in 24 twist works. You know what I mean? It works. We've seen that how good that gun shoots at 250 and 300 yards, and we've ate the venison from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this thing, it just intrigues the heck out of me. It's like the new sports car that I want to try. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, maybe I'll take one of my 308s and have it rebarreled. Like maybe my scout rifle. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, there you go.
That would be a cool little gun. Nice to be one to be made into an SBR. Keep the length short. Suppressed a 8.6 scout, in an SBR, that would be cool. So, might do it in not so pretty one, not as pretty as my Ruger, maybe get some,
yeah,
a cheaper one, but it still intrigues me and I'm excited about it. So, I hope you're as excited about it as we are. The Blackout rifle series, I love them. The 300 Blackout, the 8.6 now, I love the 300. I'm looking forward to I think my 308 or my 300 Blackout is the prettiest rifle I have. That thing is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Because I got that, what's that stock?
Boyd stock.
A Boyd stock on it, multicolored. Just fabulous. All right, we got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show today right here on 103.1 The Ticket.